Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Hebrews 13 and verse 3. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. This lesson is intended to drive home one major point and make one primary application. Now, we assume that a person who calls himself a Christian is serious about following Christ, and therefore will approach the study with this in mind. Every bank warns its tellers to be sure they know with whom they are dealing, and they go to great lengths to be positive about identification. Now, this practice is followed in most businesses, especially when extending financial credit is involved. And this is not only good, sound business practice, but, friend, it is essential in religion. Serious financial mistakes are often made when dealing with one another about whom you know too little, and it can be fatal in religion. Others have made this mistake in the past, and our text tells us of those who entertain angels not knowing that they were messengers from God, and this doubtless refers to the time when three men came to Abraham to inform him of the coming birth of Isaac. Sarah laughed at the very idea, not knowing that the visitors were not just ordinary men, but they were messengers from God. And Pharaoh made the mistake when he was dealing with Moses. He thought he was just dealing with Moses. Moses came to him demanding that he allow the people of Israel to leave Egypt. But Pharaoh said, "Who is Jehovah that I should obey him?" You see, Pharaoh did not know Jehovah and thought he was dealing with Moses, some representative of his slaves and nothing more. But this wind-roughened man with the garb of the wilderness came before this man of riches and power and display of royalty. What a contrast between the two men! But their appearance was not the most notable distinction between them. Pharaoh, arrogantly and in no uncertain terms, refused the demand of Moses. He thought that would end the matter because he did not realize that he was actually dealing with Almighty God of heaven. And did not Goliath make this same mistake? This Philistine champion challenged the armies of Israel, mocking them, taunting them, daring them to fight him. Eventually, this young lad named David came forward. He was but a shepherd boy, without armor, unskilled in battle. What a difference between these opponents! But Goliath did not really know with whom he was dealing or whom he faced. He thought he confronted a small boy from Israel that had come from tending sheep. He was not aware that God was with David. And when he faced David, he was actually having to deal with God and God's man. The error of not knowing with whom they were dealing was committed by many people when they dealt with Jesus. Now, Nicodemus knew he was not an ordinary man because, as he said, no man can do the miracles that thou doest except God be with him. But others confused themselves, thinking that he was Isaiah or Elijah or Jeremiah or some other prophet. They did not realize that they were dealing with the Son of God. Some even considered Jesus a blasphemer and a troublemaker. They considered him and his followers to be a schism and a heretical group. Still others treated him as a common criminal or worse. In fact, criminals usually received some semblance of a fair trial and often enjoyed mercy, but Jesus suffered illegalities and abuses before a prejudiced and perjured assembly. He was mocked and ridiculed. He had a crown of thorns placed on his head, a robe of mockery, a reed as a scepter, beaten and spat upon, lied against and humiliated beyond all human reasoning. And those who did this thought that he was simply a very bad Galilean, not realizing they were dealing with the Messiah from God. He was not just a carpenter's son. He was God's only begotten son. And after the church was established, people continued to make the similar mistake of not knowing with whom they were dealing. Saul of Tarsus thought he served God when he persecuted Christ by persecuting his church. And when he bound the Christians and cast them into prison, subjecting them to all kind of abuse, he thought he was protecting the religion of the Jews and doing God's will. He figured he was dealing with an evil company of heretics. He did not know with whom he was dealing. He did not conceive that these were actually the saved, God's children, followers. of the long-anticipated Christ. And none of these people, Abraham and Sarah and Pharaoh and Goliath and Saul and the enemies of Christ or none of the others, none knew with whom they were dealing. And friend, it's very possible, maybe probable, that many today are just as ill-informed, misinformed, uninformed about whom they are dealing with in matters religious. You know, when the gospel is preached and you hear the word of God, friend, you're not just dealing with the preacher who preaches it. The gospel is not of men, nor from men, it's from God. Paul said, "But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man, for I neither received it of men, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ." Now the demands and the commands and the requirements and the restrictions and the obligations and the duties and the privileges that are found in the gospel, they are all of divine origin. And how you react and respond is how you react toward God. You're not dealing with some human being who informed you of it. It seems all too obvious that many hear the word somehow, get the idea that they are getting more preacher talk, and fail to understand that they are confronted with truth, truth that is of a divine source. Your opposition to what is right, and your participation in what is wrong, that does not necessarily hurt the preacher at all. Now, he wants you to follow God, not him. And when you mistreat your wife and your husband and your children and your neighbors, they are affected, but far more than that. You're dealing with God because God has taught you how to treat others. And when you refuse to accept the invitation to become a Christian, you're not defying some human being. You're turning your back on the only Savior that there is. And when you misbehave and act in manners unbecoming a Christian, you're not just showing them, the elders and parents and preachers and so forth, you are showing God you have no respect for His will. Let us know with whom we're dealing, friend. It is eventually before God that we're going to stand and give an account, 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10. Over the years, we have observed some peculiar attitudes among some who obviously fail to grasp with whom they are dealing. We call upon some to perform some service, render some task. They act as if some man had asked them to do a personal favor, when actually they've only been asked to do something for the cause of Christ. Let me illustrate. Let us run a very brief examination here. I know it may seem trivial to you, but it does illustrate the point. When asked to make a visit, or to work in vacation Bible school, or volunteer for some effort for the cause of Christ, do you have to be begged and prodded and urged along? Do you not realize that what you're asked to do is something for Christ, not the person who has just done the asking? Do you realize with whom you're dealing? When you accept some responsibility and said, "Yes, I'll do this or that as requested," do you feel you're doing the elders or someone you like a personal favor? Or when you said, "No, I won't do it," do you think you've only refused some man? Cannot we see this point? How many times through the years have I asked people, begged people, pled with people, professed Christians, to do some simple duty, and they make you feel like they're doing something for you rather than for the Lord? Friend, I want to tell you, when the preacher urges you to be more faithful in attendance, do you consider him as just being a promoter? Or even while he is urging you to obey God, don't you realize you're dealing with God? When asked to support some special effort, to give, to invite, to attend, to act in some godly fashion, do we not hurt ourselves unless we realize that we're really dealing with God? And we do not just discourage and even destroy brethren when we drag our feet and kick against the works done to promote Christ and be a hindrance to what is good and authorized of God. Ah, yes, dear people. Those who want to do the Lord's will, they will be affected, but affected adversely. But far, far more than that. You are dealing with more than brethren. And let us be aware with whom we are dealing when it comes to this matter of being a Christian. This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.